question was asked, is there a problem if a Jew wears clothing like the other nations? So we all wear clothing like the other nations. We wear a shirt that everyone else wears, the same kind of shirt. We wear pants like everyone else wears. The biblical prohibition of not going with the laws of the nation applies to one of two things. Either something which they do which is inexplicable, meaning technically the prohibition applies to doing things like they do for idol worship. So if you have something that they do which is inexplicable, every morning before they leave their house, let's say they take their hat off, put it on their heart, and put it back on their head, let's say. So if a Jew would want to do that, we'd say, don't do that, because they're doing something that's strange. And if they're doing something that's strange, we have to assume that it's rooted in pagan ways. So things that are, there's no logical reason to do them, so we say, don't do that. If there's a logical reason why doctors wear a white coat, they want everyone to know that they're a doctor, or a barber puts out of his shop a sign that has red, white, and blue, so that you know that he lets blood, he cuts hair, he shaves, so the red, white, and blue has meaning, so then, you want people to know that's the shop you have. You could wear a white cloak when you're a doctor. You could put that kind of shingle outside your store. If you're a barber, that's not a problem. But if there's something that's strange and no one knows why they're doing it, so then we have to suspect that it's rooted in pagan ways, and we say a Jew may not do it. That's type number one of Lo Techub Chukot HaAkum. And type number two is when there's something that we, as Jews, we do differently out of modesty. For example, there was a time that Jews only wore certain colored clothing out of modesty. And the non-Jews wore all kinds of colorful clothing. And the difference between us and them was an issue of modesty. Out of modesty, we didn't wear those colors of clothing. So then if a Jew goes and says, I'm going to adopt their color clothing, so that's a problem. We used to take haircuts to keep our hair relatively decent. We wouldn't get a baldy, but we didn't grow these long, all kinds of long flaming hair. It was out of modesty. We're not taking pride in beautiful locks of hair. Then if a Jew decides, well, even though all the Jews keep a regular short haircut, I'm going to be like them, I'm going to grow my hair long. So again, this is an issue where we do it out of modesty, and when he adopts the ways of the other nations, so then he's in transgression of this biblical prohibition. Again, here our sages gave a certain leniency. If there's a necessity to do like the nations, for example, let's say he's a politician, and all the politicians, all the knights, they have locks of hair. And if he goes out to battle and they see him, that he's got his short haircut, they're going to say, he's not so impressive, he can't even grow any hair. Or if he's a politician and he has to go up to the Roman Senate, and everyone in the Roman Senate wears specially blue-dyed clothing. And Jews, ever since the destruction of the temple, they didn't wear these blue-dyed clothing. They were modest. They wore simple beige clothing, black clothing. They never wore all these fancy colors. But if he shows up to the Senate and he dresses up like a peasant, so they'll treat him like a peasant. So then he can wear the clothing like the nations, because he's doing it for a purpose. He's doing it as a servant of the people. So there are exceptions, and if one needs these exceptions, he has to consult with his local Orthodox rabbi. But generally, this is the guideline. Now, if a person is going to wear a t-shirt that says gratefully dead, you can't say that that's something that we do differently. I don't see that you could say that that's something we do differently as Jews. The Jewish people don't wear a t-shirt that says gratefully dead. Or what are the other t-shirts we've seen here at Machon Meir? Don't have a cow, man. Big deal. I don't think you could say that that's something we differ on. I don't see that you could say that.
On the hair,
so today I think everyone has all kinds of haircuts. I don't know that you could say that we do one way, they do the other way. I don't think so.
Is there a special haircut that relates to a certain nation?
I don't know. I don't know. Again, it's not enough that they do something specifically that way. It has to be that we do differently out of modesty. So
we don't wear long hair to be flat.
I don't know. Right. I don't know if today it applies that way. I don't know.